Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where life with Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for April 2nd, 2019, looking at the second portion of Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16. What I am saying is this: walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out what the sinful flesh desires. For the sinful flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful flesh. In fact, these two continually oppose one another, so that you not continue to do these things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the control of the law. Now the works of the sinful flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, complete lack of restraint, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, discord, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, even envy, drunkenness, murder, orgies, and things similar to these. I warn you, just as I also warned you before, that those who continue to do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk in step with it. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. This is the word of our God. The sharp contrast that comes out here really shows the inadequacy of our sinful flesh and the inadequacy of our mere humanity in keeping God's law. We see the sinful flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful flesh. In fact, these two continually oppose one another, so that you do not continue to do these things that you want to do. And what Paul's really saying here, we talk about the acts of the sinful nature and the fruit of the Spirit. The sinful nature does things that are sinful, and by its sinfulness, it grows in its sinfulness. By the sinful acts that it does, it is given over and gives itself over to greater and greater sinfulness. That's the sinful nature, the sinful flesh, our humanity now that it has been corrupted by sin, thanks to Adam and Eve. But it's not part of the essence of our humanity. It's not part of what makes us human. It's more like a deep and indelible stain, like when a pen would explode in a dress shirt pocket. You can't get it out, and it's going to be there. But it's not part of what makes that shirt a shirt. And so likewise, the fact that our Savior shares our humanity even today, he is fully human and fully God in one soul, one person, with rational soul and human flesh. And when we talk about the works of the sinful nature versus the fruit of the Spirit, we see the corruption, and we get a glimpse of the corruption for as intense and as thorough as it is, that the sinful nature does sinful things because it is sin. And yet, God the Holy Spirit chooses to work through word and sacrament to create a new life. And the fact that he has created this new life, and that this new life is there, is seen in the fruit. That he produces the fruit in you. He produces good works within you through the faith that he created. And so the contrast, that we who could not approach God on our own merits, but could do only sin, we have been given new life with Christ. We have been raised with Christ. We've been baptized into Christ. We've been given a new life. And that new life can be seen even by an outside observer in this most greatest of contrast between the acts of the sinful flesh and the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as opposed to all the acts of the sinful nature that just get worse and worse and worse. Jesus says to you and to me, you're a new person, you've been raised with Christ, and so let us live in the Spirit. Let us walk in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another, because the actions and the attitudes that we can have toward others can provide opportunity for our sinful flesh to step in and carry out its sinful deeds. But you are not like that, not anymore. You are not under the control of the law. You are not under the control of sin. You've been given a new life with Christ. You've been given the Spirit as a down payment. And so produce fruit in keeping with that new life, because that's who you are. As you go about your day, just take a moment to thank God for the new life that He has granted you in Christ, and continue to pray that you might produce more fruit to His glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless your day. You can find us Sunday mornings at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. Wednesday nights, we have 6 p.m. Lenten Supper and 7 p.m. worship. You can also follow us on Instagram at RaisedWithJesus.